After being found guilty of violating the Clean Air Act and Resource Conservation and Recovery Act in 2013, Tonawanda Coke was ordered to fund studies of its emissions and how they affect the environment and the health of the local community. The toxic chemicals found within coke oven gas include benzene and formaldehyde. A multi-year study of possible public health effects is set to begin sometime next year. The University at Buffalo is leading the research and will seek residents of the town of Tonawanda, city of Tonawanda, and Grand Island to participate. Dr. Matthew Bonner, lead researcher, says the success of the 5 to 10 year investigation will depend on how many people take part.
So as we begin to roll out our plans, we'll be reaching out to the communities to participate. But of course, once we get to that phase of active enrollment, there will be mechanisms for them to contact us as well.
The cost of the study is $11.4 million. Tonawanda Coke must also fund a $700,000 study of emissions and their effects on the local environment. UB will study that as well, in partnership with SUNY Fredonia and Citizen Science Community Resources. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.